100 million rand dinosaur centre has been hit by long delays. Here to tell us about it is Sonia Bossoff from the National Council of Provinces. Welcome, Sonia.
Chris, thank you very much and good morning to everybody. Yes, it's true. There are intensive delays with regard to this dinosaur interpretive centre. I wrote to the minister asking questions, and I've received two replies from her. The minister is Barbara Creasy from the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment. The first question that I asked was whether there are any security measures in place to ensure that the building and its contents at the centre in the Golden Gate Highlands Park in Clarence was safe and looked after. And her reply to that question was that this centre, which is situated in the Golden Gate Highlands National Park, currently has no vehicular access as it's fenced off, and that is to protect the building from vandalism and to regulate the site entrance. And Sandparks has appointed security services for the Glen Renan precinct, where the centre is situated and is available on a 24-hour basis. Now, I don't know what is available on the 24-hour basis, because at this stage, it's an empty building. It is a very impressive building, I must say. It is absolutely outstanding. And you have an entrance that you go through, and if everything's up and running, you'll see the interpretation and follow the trail of the dinosaur. And as you come out at the end, you look up into this huge trance of the Clarence hillside. It is fabulous. It's fantastic. If it were up and running, the income that the Free State would have generated by now would have been enormous. I'm telling you, and the benefits to the community, to the economic situation that South Africa finds itself in currently would have been fantastic. Now, the second question that I asked was that she explained to me what the budget was for this centre and whether a certain company remained within the budget, and if not, why not, and what amount was budgeted for the interior, which will serve as the interactive museum and scientific research station. Now, to read her answer, the budget for the Dinosaur Interpretive Centre is more than 118 million, which included value added tax. And then the South African National Parks is the implementing agent of this project, and it has remained within budget. The appointed contractor completed the construction of the centre and associated infrastructure within the contract amount of plus minus 84,500,000 rand. That was also VAT inclusive. Now, an extra amount of 15,238,000 was budgeted for the interior, which includes an interactive display and exhibition, which researchers will have access to for research purposes. And no specific budget has been set aside for research. Now, this is very strange. The 15 million plus that has been budgeted for the interior, what have they bought? Because I was on a visit to the dinosaur park on an invitation of the Free State provincial leader, Roy Jankelson, and we visited this interpretive center, and there's absolutely nothing going on inside. Absolutely nothing. Now, 15 million being put aside, what has happened to the 15 million? Is it still with the department? Has it been allocated to something else? Has it been channeled to the 2019 COVID payouts? Those are the type of questions that I have now submitted to the minister, and I am awaiting her reply. Now, the exhibition will be used as a research center. Whilst on the visit there, we were told that the will be an agreement between the department and the University of Johannesburg, UJ, But we haven't seen anything. We haven't been given answers to those questions. And I've submitted it again to find out what the actual agreement is and who the agreement is with. Through the grapevine, we've heard that a possible agreement will now be entered into between the department and WITS. Now, I'm awaiting a reply on that, and as soon as I have it, I will forward it to you as well. So at this stage, we are where we were when we visited this place. It's as if it's a dodge and dive reply, because the questions could be a little hard-hitting. I'm not quite sure, but that is my opinion about it. This centre could have generated funds like nothing. It could have created so many jobs because you need people like tour guides. You need people like cleaners. You need people taking people on hiking trails. You need to, there would be a cafeteria, for instance. So you would have people being able to be employed as waiters and servers and stuff like that. And this hasn't materialized. And Free State is suffering. They really are suffering like many other provinces. And to create a job, that's all the people want. And as the president acceded to the DA during his SONA, government is not there to create jobs. They're there to create a conducive environment. Now this environment is there. The interpretive center is there, but it's standing idle. And so much could be done if they would only get onto it and ensure that it gets done and gets ready and is up and running.
It sounds like this could have been a tourism spot that would have attracted visitors from across the world.
Of course, yes. Can you imagine what it would have meant to St. Parks, what it would have meant to all the holiday or accommodation establishments in and around St. Parks and in Clarence itself? And again, I come back to jobs. How many jobs could have been created because more people would visit these establishments, more people would need to be employed? It is a gold mine waiting to be opened and ensuring that people can then become self-sustainable and look after themselves.
At this stage, how optimistic are you that this centre will ever get off the ground?
Chris, I always remain optimistic. South Africa has so much to offer. The centre has so much to offer. I was there myself. It is beautiful, as I said earlier on. It just needs the will of the department to go there and see for themselves that what the department officials are saying to the minister is not true. It is, and if I may, again, quote Garth Brooks, it's as dead as a graveyard. There is absolutely nothing going on. And if a building is not occupied, it will become, it will decay. The infrastructure will not remain in place. And as we all know, infrastructure maintenance in South Africa is one of the lowest on the budget because our infrastructure is just not maintained. And it's about time that the minister did her homework, went to the centre and saw for herself that there is really nothing going on and we cannot allow for this to carry on.
Are there any other projects in the province that have been hit by delays and snags?
Oh, many, many projects, if I may, because I can't recall them all. But these are now tourism projects, not fisheries, forestry and environment. The Kwak Kwak West Guest House, the Monotra Road, the Frieda Fort Dome Interpretation Centre. That's another project that would have attracted so many tourists, would have created so many jobs, but it's also lying idle. All right, the dinosaur park that we're speaking about, the Gariep Dam Resort, the Maria Morocco Resort, the Philip Saunders Resort, the Stag Kookfontein Dam Nature Resort, the Metsi Matsu Lodge, the Witsi's Hook Mountain Lodge, the Masi Luana Center, the Sentinel Access Peak. There are many, many, many projects in the Free State that have so much to offer, and so much budget was put aside to have these projects erected, and the majority of them are lying idle. Why? Why is this being allowed? Because it's taxpayers' money at the end of the day that is being wastefully spent.
What is the common denominator in these delays?
Many a time it's the implementing agents that are used. And then some of the replies that I did get with regard to this is that the COVID-19 pandemic caused a lot of the delays, which I'll give them credit for that. It did. But what stopped them after everything was opened to go there and see where they stand with the matter, what the implementing agents have done, what the contractors have done, and how to take it forward? Because we cannot allow for money to be spent, again, taxpayers' money, and then nothing happens afterwards. It's just a fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
What is happening with the tourism industry in the Free State?
Well, there's so much to offer, but nothing's happening because of the water crises, and the roads are in a horrific state, like many of the other provinces. But if I may, I would like to take you to the Metsi Matsu project, if that's okay with you. In February 2019, the then Minister of Tourism, Derek Harnacom, together with the MEC for Economics, Small Business Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs, Lemakatsu Mashasha, officially launched this project and handed it over to the community. And the lodge was built by the Department of Tourism as part of their National Tourism Sector Strategy Plan to increase tourism products at rural nodes and to enhance visitor experience. Now, if you have a look at the photos that were taken at the launch, and you have a look at the photos that I took when I was there on oversight, it's two different projects. It has really, really gone to waste. And this was something that was established to capacitate the community. The land that this lodge was built on belongs to the community. And this lodge was built to accommodate around 60 people, and it was then envisaged that the facility would create employment opportunities and stimulate the local tourism economy. And the tourism department, they provided the furniture, which included bar dining area with tables, chairs, cutlery, and crockery. It had a cold storage room, a refrigeration room, a scullery, basic equipment, and dry store, as well as a kitchen equipment, including stoves, washing machines, dryers, ironing boards, bedroom furniture, bedding, TVs, and the accommodation sections. Some of the rooms had their own mini kitchens and their own lounges and stuff like that. It had a manager's house, which was also built with its own large dining area, furniture and cupboards and dressing tables. This expenditure alone amounted to 2.2 million, and there's not much left there anymore. Really, really. And still, if you go onto the website of Metsi Matsu Lodge, they're still inviting people to come there, but there's nothing happening. There's nobody there. Two or three security guards. I had a meeting with the community members of this lodge, and they're up in arms because they've been left out to dry. And when I wrote to the minister, she just wrote back and said it no longer falls under the ambit of tourism. It's now part of agriculture, land reform, and rural development. Now, another problem here was that the department then trained many aspirant chefs and plumbers and plant production people and table attendants and accommodation attendance, et cetera, et cetera. And this was done with much fanfare and nothing to show. As I said in the beginning, the department said that the project was handed over to the community as the land belongs to them and that a trust had been registered and the ownership of the project ultimately now lies with the trust. But the trust has been left running dry because they have no assistance coming from Land Reform, Agricultural, or Rural Development. And when asked, the department said to me, but the local municipality must also assist them. Now, Maluti Upper Fong, the municipality that should assist them, is one of the worst performing municipalities in the country. Now, the department then also said to me they would only assist with the appointment of a private sector operator. Now, that doesn't make much sense to me. If you hand over the project to the community, you should walk the road with them and only leave them once you see, yes, they are able to manage it themselves. And unfortunately, according to the community and the owning entity, they had disputes with this owning entity and it is no longer operational. You cannot even go out onto the deck. The deck locks out on this Metsimatsu Dam. It was previously known as the don't quote me on that. I'll just look it up quickly and get back to you on that. But the other thing that it was built for was that it was also meant to be the new freshwater fly fishing resort in the Eastern Free State. It was described by Bill Hansford Steele in his African Fly Fishing Handbook as a paradise for fly fishermen. The dam was home to the all-African rainbow trout record, according to his stories. Another problem that I saw here was that there's a fish hatchery as well as breeding ponds that were meant to serve in the fishermen's needs, and they are non-existent. What was the cost of getting this fish hatchery and these breeding ponds up and running and nothing is happening? This, again, is a wasteful and fruitless expenditure. And it comes down onto the taxpayer again because we are forking out millions and millions and we have absolutely nothing to show for it. And then I would just like to say, speaking to the community, they are absolutely devastated as they have been, they feel they've been left in the dark with no one to turn to. The Department of Tourism has washed their hands off of them by saying that this project is now in the hands of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, but this department is also not assisting. And I'm calling upon both these ministers, or all three, because many of the projects are intertwined. Between tourism, land reform, and fisheries, forestries, and environment. And we need for them to enter into a discussion, take time off, go to these projects, and see why they are not up and running, and take South Africans into their confidence and explain to us what it is that is keeping these projects from taking off.
Sonia, you are chasing progress on so many of these projects. How optimistic are you that you will see them to completion?
Well, Chris, as we said, there are many projects. Even if I am able to see one or two in the run-up to the future being handed over to the community to capacitate them, to make themselves sustainable, then I'll be happy. If there are 20 projects or there are 30 projects, I will fight every single project that there is. But as I say, one or two, I'll be very, very happy.
That was Sonia Bosshoff from the National Council of Provinces speaking to us about the delays with projects that could generate millions in tourism for the Eastern Free State. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you, Chris.